time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance for showers with a high of 72. Tonight, 90% chance for rain with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Shoe Creek Pharmacy in Wayne City will soon undergo a change in ownership. Tom and Roxy Blasdell have sold the pharmacy to Eric Bandy, who reportedly has three other stores in Irvington, Centralia, and Salem. Shoe Creek Pharmacy will change to Bandy's Pharmacy on November 1st. Blasdell said he started working at the pharmacy in 1975 when it was still located next to the Shoe Creek. It moved to the Wayne City Medical Center in 1980, and Blasdell took ownership of the business in 1990. It then moved to its current location on South Main Street in 1995. The Blasdells announced their retirement in a Facebook post yesterday, and they also thanked their customers for their loyalty over the years. More news next.
Are you thinking about going back to school? Frontier Community College is here to help you earn your GED. Get ready for the GED exam with 8-week prep classes that review all subjects as well as job preparation skills. Classes are free and offered on campus or at a location near you in Albion, Flora, and more. Take the first step in achieving your goals and call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Classes are starting soon, so don't wait to sign up.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, former Major League Baseball player Daryl Strawberry will bring his Rags to Riches Crusade to the Orchardville Church in the coming days. Strawberry will be at the church from this coming Sunday to Wednesday, October 23rd, with a different program each night. Sunday night at 6 will be Youth Night. Events Monday through Wednesday will begin at 7 p.m., and Strawberry will bring programs on Baseball and Jesus, Up from the Ashes, and Safe at Home, Making Your Marriage Work. Everyone is invited to attend any or all of the events. North Wayne EMS responded to a single-car crash about a mile and a half east of Sisney Saturday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 3:38, 82-year-old Salem resident Robert N. Jones was headed west on a county highway in a 2011 Buick LaCrosse. He reportedly fell asleep, traveled off the roadway, and struck a culvert, then continued back on the roadway before coming to a rest at an intersection with a county road. Police indicate he refused transport to a hospital. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. 47-year-old Sisney resident Paul R. Lord pleaded guilty to a count of theft in Wayne County Circuit Court Thursday. He was sentenced to 1 year conditional discharge plus time served for the Class A misdemeanor. A separate count against him was dismissed per his plea, and Lord was ordered to pay $834 in fines and court costs. Four men have announced their intention to run for the Illinois 115th Representative District seat on the Republican ticket. Current Representative Terry Bryant is not seeking re-election as she runs for State Senate. Two of the announced candidates are from Jefferson County. Jeff Howard, the County Farm Bureau's Vice President, and Jefferson County Board Chairman Cliff Lindemann announced their intentions earlier this month. The two other candidates are Jackson County's Paul Jacobs and Perry County's Zachary Meyer. Announcing intent to run does not guarantee that the candidates will be in the spring election. All four still need to get enough signatures from voters to formally make it onto the March primary ballot. The 115th Representative District includes all of Jefferson County and parts of Union, Jackson, Perry, and Washington counties. The Sisney Village Board met last night, and Attorney Darren Rice provided an update on the village's water treatment plant plans. Rice is reportedly looking through older information and preparing a complete proposal for a plant for next month. He also gave possible options for cannabis ordinances in the village, including prohibiting sales in village limits, doing nothing, allowing sales and collecting a 3.5% sales tax, or creating zones allowing sales within them. No action was taken, but Rice told the board that they would need to have a plan in place by January 1st to either prohibit sales or take advantage of tax money. In other business, the village will hold a special board meeting on Monday at 6 p.m. to discuss the possibility of a Dollar General coming to Sisney. Other issues discussed in a previous executive session are also expected to be made public. The board also voted to make a donation of $100 to support the Johnsonville PTO Carnival, and it expressed its happiness with the Sisney Day of the Fairfield Paintout. The board purchased a watercolor painting by Kim Wilson and noted that they would be happy to have painters return. Amy Chen, a graduate of Fairfield Community High School, has been selected as the recipient of the Myron and Carol Goldblatt Scholarship. The scholarship was established in 2007 and is given annually to students who are residents of Wayne County and have graduated from one of its high schools. For incoming freshmen, it's awarded for 1 year and is renewable for another 3 if the student remains in good standing. If no incoming freshmen are eligible, then a transfer student may be awarded the scholarship. The number of scholarships varies from year to year. For the 2019-2020 school year, over $20,000 was awarded to multiple recipients through the Myron and Carol Goldblatt Scholarship at the University of Illinois. Current recipients include Chen, Wayne City graduate Brooke Buchanan, and FCHS graduates Taylor Putman and Darcy Welty. Frontier Community College will host a FAFSA completion night on Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30. The come-and-go event will be held in Room 25 of Mason Hall on Frontier's campus. It's open to anyone in the community who plans to attend college in 2020. Lori Noe, coordinator of financial aid, and her assistant Catherine Halterman will be available to guide individuals through the application process. They will also be on hand to answer questions regarding financial aid. Free application for federal student aid is used to determine the amount awarded in federal and state grants. Those who plan to apply for scholarships in the spring will also need to complete the application, and it can be found on FAFSA.gov. People do need to bring several items with them to the FCC FAFSA completion night, including a driver's license and Social Security card, 2018 federal tax returns and W-2 forms for students and parents, if a dependent, student and parent email addresses, and FSA IDs and passwords from previous years, if applicable. The FAFSA completion night is open to all college students, regardless of where they plan to enroll. Anyone seeking additional information can contact FCC at 842-3711. The Wayne County Historical Society has released the winners from its car show held over the weekend. Mike Podorf won Mayor's Choice and Best Ford Mercury with a 1963 Ford Falcon. J.F. Reed won the Historical Society President's Choice with a 1974 Corvette. Police Chief's Choice went to a 1931 Ford Model A for Dave Bliss. Fire Chief's Choice went to Rob Robinson's 1937 Dodge Deluxe. Robinson also won Best Interior. Terry Legg was awarded Best GM with a 1966 Chevy Nova, and Carl Sawyer won Best Dodge Chrysler with a 1968 Dodge Coronet. Best non-Ford, GM, or Chrysler went to Rob and Sybil Lowry and their 1961 Studebaker. Melanie Sawyer won Best Paint for her 1967 Pontiac GTO. The car show reportedly had approximately 30 entries. It has been a few weeks since National Farm Safety and Health Week, but Illinois Department of Agriculture Director John Sullivan hopes the message hasn't been lost.
Be careful out there, and not just to your farm listeners, but maybe even more so to the non-farm community. There's a lot of equipment, tractors, trucks, combines that are going to be rolling up and down the roads here over the course of the next. Unfortunately, this is going to be a protracted harvest season because of the planting season. So this is going to go on for a while, but just go slow, cautious. Give everybody enough time to get done what they need to do. And on the farmer's side, you know, we tend to get going so fast, and it's a good idea to just take a step back and take a breath and get out of the combine or get out of the tractor. And the stress levels are really high this time of year. We know this is going to be a stressful harvest here, so just go slow and cautious.
This month has seen a deadly start to harvest in Illinois, as fatalities have already been reported involving a grain bin and a tractor. The bin fatality occurred in Mercer County when a 66-year-old man fell into a silo. In Whiteside County, a car attempted to pass a tractor, but the vehicle impacted the tractor's carriage. A 9-year-old passenger in the car died as a result of the mishap. A horticulture expert at the University of Illinois Extension says now is the perfect time to plant spring bulbs. Kim Howard reports.
Bulbs should be planted in soil with good drainage, and the Extension's Kelly Alsop recommends using an auger that attaches to your drill to quickly dig holes. She says most bulbs are pretty easy to grow.
Daffodils, hands down, probably the easiest. I think crocus and glory of the snow and snowdrops. Blue cilia, which can really naturalize quite well, can be, you know, some of the easiest. And rather than planting, you know, 6 bulbs, plant 16 bulbs to make more of an impact.
The rule has always been to plant bulbs 2 to 3 times as deep as the bulb is tall. But Alsop says a study using tulips found planting bulbs as little as 2 to 4 inches deep produce more flowers. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois State Representative Emmanuel Welch of Hillside is sponsoring a bill to allow college student athletes to sign endorsement deals, hire agents, and benefit financially from the use of their likeness. The bill duplicates California's, which was passed late last month. It states that any association, including the NCAA, may not prevent a student athlete from earning compensation as a result of the use of a student's name, image, or likeness. It also prohibits the NCAA from barring a university from competition if its athletes are compensated in such a manner, and it prohibits public and private universities from upholding any rules that ban endorsements. While it does allow student athletes to hire agents, it does not pave the way for them to seek salaries or payment outside of scholarships from their college or university. The NCAA opposed California's efforts to pass such a bill, saying improvements to the current system are needed, but they should be made on a national level instead of a patchwork approach from different states. Like the California bill, Illinois' measure would take effect in 2023. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Red Delicious or Paula Red Apples, $1.99 in a 3-pound bag. 10-pound russet or Idaho potatoes, $3.99. Baby carrots or fresh celery, 99 cents each. And broccoli crowns, $1.69 in a 1-pound bag. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Fairfield Save-A-Lot store on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it's 67. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,059, up 272. The NASDAQ is at 8,143, up 94. November crude oil is at $53.49. That is down 10 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Wayne City resident Alberta Lucretia Stark died at 10:52 a.m. on Friday at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a member of the Church of God. Alberta Stark is survived by her husband, Ralph, daughters Donna Ratcliffe of Wayne City and Peggy Hawthorne of Ramsey, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and two step-great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Alberta Stark will be held at noon on Thursday at Cisney Cemetery. Those attending should go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be made to Ralph Stark to help with funeral expenses. Envelopes will be available at the cemetery or at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney, which is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old McLeansboro resident Raymond E. McIntyre died on Saturday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran. Raymond McIntyre is survived by his brother, James Hunt of McLeansboro, and two nieces. Graveside services for Raymond McIntyre will be held on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Oddfellows Cemetery in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held from noon to service time at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. He will be laid to rest in the veterans section of the cemetery with graveside military honors conducted by American Legion Post 106 and an Air Force honors team. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Elgin resident Lowell Frederick Witter died at 12:11 a.m. on Saturday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He operated Aero Landscaping for many years. Lowell Witter is survived by brothers Harold of Barnhill, Leo of Mill Shoals, Lauren of Mason, and Donald of Fairfield. Sisters Doris Bland Cropper and Shirley Edgington of Fairfield, Dortha Thackeray of Carmi, and LaDonna Kelton of Bedford, Texas, one aunt, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Lowell Witter will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock a.m. at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Real Life Church or Grace Chapel of Fairfield. They will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Mountain Grove, Missouri resident Alverda Mae Todd died on Sunday. She was a homemaker. Mae Todd is survived by her daughter, Sharon Isringhausen, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and sister Bonnie Voliva. Funeral services for Mae Todd will be held on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Dahlgren Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. She will be laid to rest at the Middle Creek Cemetery near Dahlgren. Memorial donations may be made to the Dahlgren Baptist Church, and they will be accepted at the church or at Golson Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old McLeansboro resident John R. Noss died at 6:05 a.m. on Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He worked in the oil field. John Noss is survived by his wife, Donna, sons Terry of McLeansboro, Randy of Bixby, Oklahoma, and Larry of Adair, Oklahoma, brother David of Benson, Arizona, 8 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Private family services for John Noss were held on Saturday. Burial was in Brush Harbor Cemetery near McLeansboro. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro was in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois, performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, a 50% chance for showers and a high today of 72. 90% chance for rain tonight, a low of 40, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. I look for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 62 and low of 35. Partly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high will be around 68 with a low of 45. And partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 72 and a low of 48.